Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful time today. I'm telling you, y'all, I got a testimony. I'm calling it a testimony because it's just the mysteries of the Lord. My God, it's just coming together for me. I'm understanding some stuff. You know how you be just so excited to know that God is checking you out, even though we know he does this all the time, but when you really know it and you feel it and you hear it and it's confirmation everywhere, it's awesome. So I got a testimony, and I want to tell it. Mr. D, you got anything to say about that? I doubt it.
They're going to tell it.
Honey, I got to tell it. I'm going to start off. Let me tell you. Let's start off with prayer, first of all. Minister, dear, lead us in a nice prayer to come on into this situation. Because I'm telling you, I'm going to put it on you.
A nice prayer? Well, I wasn't planning on doing a nice prayer. I was going to do a mean prayer, but okay, a nice prayer. I'll do it a nice prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for the blessing that you bestowed upon us, even the ones that we didn't deserve. We thank you for waking us up with the activities of our limb, because there's somebody that went to bed last night that didn't wake up this morning. We thank you. We love you. We thank you for the people that we are touching out in internet radio land, that we may be a blessing, that someone may be changed under the words that we speak in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name, thank you. See, amen. I was trying to hold that laugh in because that was a little smart statement he made before prayer. We're going to pray for you.
That old folks pray, my sister, in the Lord.
Some prayers just don't pierce the spirit of a person. Mm-hmm. I tell you. Help me, Lord. Anyway, let me tell y'all something. I was listening to my pastor, Creflo A. Dollar, World Changing Church International, we throw that on out there, last week. And he touched on the prayer Shabazz. Now, I said, every time I got this book, and it's been on my shelf, and I keep saying, I'm going to read it. And it's been for some years now. I guess it's a time for everything, but when he said it, I pulled the book down and I looked at it and I said, I had this. There's just so many things have been pointed out to this book for me to pick it up. Yeah. So I was a little down the other day and I said, well, let me go on and start reading this book. Ooh, that book moved me so. I got through three pages and I couldn't do no more. I had to just fall on my knees fall on my knees. And the following day, right 2 days after that, another pastor on television came and said the same thing. He was preaching on a prayer of Shabazz. I said, okay, that's another confirmation right there. Okay, so I picked up the book yesterday, and I started back reading it again. I read about three more pages, fell out again. I said, I ain't going to never get through this book here. Okay, then I come back again this morning, and I hear another pastor on television with the same thing. So I listened to my pastor today, and he went back to the same thing. I said, you know what? What's going on, Lord? What's going on? He said, you got to learn how to trust me so that I can bless you.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started reading, I had prayed this prayer before, but I just didn't realize that it was the prayer of Shabazz. Oh, which is 1 Chronicles 4th chapter, and I think it's the 6th verse. And it states, and I want to read it to you all. No, it's the ninth verse. 1 Chronicles 4th chapter, 9th verse, that's what it is. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil. And in the King James Version, I read it straight from the book.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit different. But I tell you, it all means the same thing. And when we pray that prayer, when I prayed that prayer, my whole life changed for this year. And I'm just so grateful and thankful. I just started dancing. I can't stop dancing, y'all. I think I'm going to lose some weight this time. Because every time I read it, when I say I'm falling out, I'm falling out in the Holy Spirit, because this is just so awesome for them to just focus in on Shabazz. Now it says Shabazz. Now Shabazz was more honorable than his brother,
Shabazz.
And his mother called him Shabazz, saying, "Because I bore him in pain," and Shabazz called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed." That just shakes me every time I read that little part right there. "And enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." And so God granted him what he requested. Now, the key to all of this is believing what you ask for.
All right.
That's the key to it. The words that we speak. Believe in what we ask for. Lord, I want to play a song, but when I come back, I want to touch on that right now. The words that we say out of our mouth.
And that was the prayer of Shabazz. That was the prayer of Shabazz.
Y'all
prayer of Shabazz.
He got a bit of sin. We're going to dance in the dance. Dance in the key of life. Have y'all ever danced in the key of life? Do y'all remember that song, Dancing in the Key of Life?
Dancing in the Key of Life.
Now, I know y'all ain't that younger than me now. Come on.
Yeah, I don't
know. Los Candy.
I don't remember that one.
You don't remember
dancing.
I never heard of Shabazz either, but, enlighten us.
But that's okay. I got sunshine.
Oh, Lord.
I remember that one.
Here we go.
just take the one step, 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 step.
Know nothing about that, did you? Dancing in the Key of Light. I'm tired. What y'all talking about? Y'all don't know about that.
I think I heard
I'm going to be right there when the saints come marching in, baby. I'm going to be dancing. Dancing in the Key of Light. What?
What?
That's before y'all time.
Yeah. That was before we got here.
No, that's Steve Arrington, honey. Yeah, before you got here. You might have been around tearing down stuff, but you weren't before you got here.
Yeah, I think I was still on the street at that time.
You was what?
I think I was still out there in the street somewhere at that time. I don't know.
Well, we all was in the streets. We was in the streets. We was in the streets.
You was in the streets at that time, too.
I was in the streets, too. But I knew it was something about that song when it said, you know, you said saints come marching in. I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna do that. I'm coming, Lord, I'm coming. You know what kind of thing.
Okay.
But anyway,
y'all want to hear my rant for the day?
Like,
y'all want to hear my rant for the
day? Not really, but if you just got to bring it on, let's do this.
I have to inform our people that, you know, there's really some sick folk out here. Now, my rant today, the title of this is Pimp Sues Nike for Not Warning Shoes Could Be Dangerous If Used to Beat People.
Well, I don't think our listeners heard that because I didn't.
I'm going to say it again. Pimp Sues Nike for not warning shoes could be dangerous if used to beat people.
Used to beat people.
Sound like one of the girls turned on him.
I'm going to read it. A Portland pimp, that's it, a Portland pimp is suing Nike for not placing a warning label in their shoes specifying that they could be used as a dangerous weapon. After he was sentenced to 100 years in prison for brutally beating somebody with his shoes.
Oh, so he in jail. So he's suing because he beat somebody with a Nike shoe.
Yeah, because he didn't know it was supposed to be dangerous.
Must be a size 14.
Now, he claimed that Nike should have placed a warning in the shoes, warning consumers that the shoe has the potential to be used as a dangerous weapon. He's seeking $100 million for what he believes was a shoe manufacturer's oversight. Y'all didn't tell me I could beat somebody to sleep with this shoe. That's basically what he's saying. So it goes further. He said the man repeatedly stomped on the face of a client with his Jordan Nike shoe when the man refused to pay his prostitute. See, there y'all see.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, y'all laughing.
Well, that should be pretty effective with 250 pounds behind it. You know, stepping on the person.
Okay, Carter, how?
The man required stitches and surgery after beating. The man was sentenced to 100 years. Well, as attacking an 18-year-old prostitute that she violently bled from. So he was charged with numerous felonies and misdemeanors, according to the sheriff's office. So now he's been labeled a dangerous offender, and his shoe was classified as a dangerous weapon.
Wow. Oh my goodness! Well, he's gonna blame Nike for him gathering up all this anger toward this woman, which he already was crazy for doing, being a pimp. But
so he claimed that Nike failed to warn of risk or to provide an adequate warning of instruction by not cautioning.
Even if they did warn it, did he have time to look inside the shoe before he got the kicking on her face?
Well, look, he said, y'all didn't tell me
this
shoe was there.
If the label was inside saying this is a warning, if the label was inside, they're saying warning,
well,
please.
Oh, so if
there's
a label,
well,
I ain't going to beat him with these. He's got a warning in him. Let me find something else. Let me go get one of these sticks over here and beat him because I can't beat him. So the point I'm making is, and this one for free, everybody, stupidity is a disease.
Okay.
I'm convinced. Stupidity is a disease. And it only take God, it's going to take God and much prayer to cure it. Y'all can continue. I'm through.
Wow.
I'm through.
You know what? God just going to have to move. He's going to have to move on these kind of people like this because it's too much craziness going on out here, and this is a disease that is, it seems like it's catching, as long as it don't come this way. God wants to move, y'all, the dynamic Abraham brothers. Ooh.
All I'm saying.
There's chaos all over the world. We need to pray for the peace. Oh, well. Thanks be encouraged because my God is there. What the Lord wants to do, listen, my God wants to move y'all
in this place.
My God wants to move, yeah.
Oh, in this place.
My God wants to move, yeah.
In this place.
He wanna move, yeah.
Wants to move.
I believe I said again. My God wants to move, y'all.
In this place.
If you let
surrender,
kill,
oh, in this place.
Light it high the way, he'll move.
the dynamic Abraham, brother.
That's what they call a back clapper.
Ah, yes.
God wants to move. He wants to move. He going to have to move for some of these people around here. He going to have to move. But I tell y'all, it's a new me coming up. I'm telling you, I don't know about y'all. This is a new year. And this year is going to bring a new, it should bring a new you.
Yeah,
some things should be revealed that it's more clear than it was last year now. We can't make them same mistakes. We gotta go forward and conquer and do that which God has planned and purpose for us to do. A new me, y'all. I don't know about y'all, but it's a new me. I was reading this when I was talking about the Jabez prayer and stuff, and thinking on when we speak things, when we ask for things, when we ask, we go before God and we ask Him for things. We got to believe those things. I mean, we just, some people just talk to hear themselves talking and it sound good and come before, and they don't really believe really what they be saying sometimes. They be talking to God and God be sitting up there talking about, oh, I know they ain't talking to me. She just talking. She don't even believe what she's saying or he's saying. But we got to believe it. We got to believe it. And when we believe it, can't nobody change it. I don't care what go forward. I don't care what storms may come, what rains may come, what people may say, what they call you. You're going to believe what they say ain't going to come to pass. You're going to say that's what you say. But I ask God, and I believe it, and I'm going to receive it because God said that's how He operates.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Check this out. Yeah. Matthew 7 chapter.
What did it say?
7 verse. Ask. And it will be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if his son asks him for a fish, would give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask Him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and of the prophets. Let me tell y'all, in the Amplified version, it says, keep on asking. So that means, you just don't ask one time and say, okay, well, he heard me, so I know he got it. He got it. But it's a keep on asking.
Keep on.
Keep on knocking. Keep on seeking.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on. Reverently. And the door will be open to you. So that means we got to keep on praying, y'all. Keep on praying. Keep on asking. Just say pray without ceasing.
Uh-huh.
Some people say, well, you don't have to keep on asking God. Yeah, God knows what you're going to want, what you want for you ask. Yes, He does.
No, He need to hear. He need to hear.
He need to hear. What you speak out of your mouth, and you sometimes you be convincing yourself. then you believe what you said yourself.
See, you it's all that.
And believe that God is going to do it. Thanks.
It's all in how you ask.
He's going to do what He says.
It's all in how you ask.
It's all in how you ask. It's all how you ask.
See, you can ask God to do something, but then, you know, you don't go to church on Sunday morning, old school church, where they down on the chair and they keep saying the same thing 20 times. Move, Lord. Oh, move, Lord.
There you go,
move, Lord. Move, Lord. Oh, move, Lord.
They don't have nothing to believe, but oh, Lord.
Oh, move,
that
Lord.
That sounds like
move, Lord. Yeah. So now, you know, I'm thinking, you know, of course, you know how crazy I think. I'm thinking if I'm God, I'd be like,
yeah,
okay,
well,
I heard. Can you ask me some other
I'm
way?
I'm so glad you said that. I'm so glad you said that. Y'all know how crazy he thinks. Yeah, I'm so glad he said that.
Look, I tried to tell you, I have not claimed to quite have it all. I've never confessed to that. Y'all just, and old folks, they pray my strength in the Lord.
Please pray his strength in the Lord.
Pray my strength
God
in the Lord.
Always knows, and he always there, and he always will tend to us, especially those that they claim that they're crazy. And God will look after them. God always, Katie, thank you, y'all. Ow. Commissioned by the New Recovery in Motion out of West Palm Beach, Florida. They going to hit you with it. Y'all better have a great commission coming up in this year. I'm telling you, it's a new day and a new way.
Yeah, man.
While it's still day, to win some soul for Jesus, no matter what people say. So may no one listen, but keep on planting seeds. One plants, another warns, but God give the increase. Whoa! Tell your neighbor,
tell a friend,
tell some stranger,
Jesus said
that he must be
born again to be saved.
While it's still day,
and we gotta keep working.
Oh, no matter what people
no
say,
and
we gotta
keep working.
Oh yeah, working while it's still day, and
we gotta keep working.
Oh, no matter what people
no matter
say,
what people
we gotta
keep working,
and we gotta
keep working.
Oh,
Great commission. I knew recovery in motion. with Pastor Cedric Mays out of West Palm Beach, Florida, y'all. That's my holler.
Wow.
What?
I like that.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah, them boys bad. They bad.
Yeah, yes, sir.
They take after me.
Right here
on Glorious Gospel Vibes, you will hear the independent gospel artists all over the land. What? Oh, we got Sister Candy coming up with the Inspiration Corner. She going to lay it on you. I can't help you out. Make sure you got some cushion up on you because you're going to fall out. Come on with it, Sister Candy.
Amen. Good evening out in Radio Land. We're so glad just to bring you the word this evening. We had a beautiful day down here in the ATL, sunshine. We were so grateful for it. We just want to say thank God for being here on Glorious Gospel Vibes this evening. I'm going to be talking to you about the 23rd Psalm, and I know that's a familiar scripture, but when we began to see the heart of God and in how he has longed to bless his children with the wealth of the world that he has created for his own glory, then even these old familiar scriptures began to take on a new and a glorious light, according to Walter Taylor. I'm going to read you the 23rd Psalm. It says, "The Lord is my good shepherd. I shall not want any good thing. He maketh me to lie down, resting in green pastures full of money." I like that pasture. "He leadeth me beside the still waters of his word, which run deep. He restoreth my soul, my mind, will, emotions, imaginations, and thought life to be in conformity with his desires and plans for my life. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness, my right standing in and with him. For his name's sake, his name is glorified. When the world can see his blessings, and yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for I have not been given a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. For thou art with me and will never leave nor forsake me. Thy rod, thy word, and thy staff, thy Holy Spirit, they comfort me as I walk in the reverential fear of the Lord and comfort of the Holy Ghost. Thou preparest a table, a banqueting table, full of all good things before me, in the presence of my enemies, so my enemies can see that you are a good God. Thou anointest my head with oil, with the power of the Holy Spirit and anointing of Jesus. My cup runneth over. It overflows with blessings, so that I may be a blessing to others. Surely without a doubt, goodness and mercy, and I receive both in abundance, shall follow me and overtake me all the days of my life, which shall be long upon the earth. And I will dwell in the house in my many mansions in glory, forever and ever, unto the ages of the ages yet to come. Let the Lord be your shepherd. Let him overshadow you with gifts. I can see you right now. Your gifts sure look good on you." This is Minister Kenny with your Inspirational Corner, reminding you to let the Lord be your shepherd. I could have took it on out, but I don't think I could have lasted that long. That's a kind of long shot right there.
All I'm saying is you left that on about another 30 seconds. You might not have been able to come back and do the rest of this now. I'm just trying to tell you.
I know. Praise the Lord. Oh, but the 23rd Psalms is something, honey. That was the first, you know, that was the first thing my grandmother made me learn was the 23rd Psalm.
Yes.
Before I even learned the Lord's Prayer, I learned the 23rd Psalm. Couldn't go outside until I learned that 23rd Psalm.
Oh, yeah.
And I learned it verse by verse. I learned one verse and I was able to go outside. But when I came back the next day, I had to repeat that same verse. And I couldn't repeat it. So I had to sing it and do it again. Until I, and then do the other one before that.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Say, all I'm saying. The church, so, you a drug.
You need to get somebody else.
So
you
anyway. What'd you say?
You get somebody warning before you play that. That can't just throw that on like that. You just can't throw that on.
Yes, I can.
Like
I try to tell you. I had to break it out. Okay. Look. Either you got it or you don't.
Uh oh.
But I wanna bring Beverly Crawford on to sing a little something for us, cause she's my girl. That's my girl. Did y'all know that was my girl? Beverly Crawford.
Let's see what she got to say about it.
She said, he keeps on blessing me over and over and over and over.
And over and over.
It's a new year, y'all. It's a new year, y'all. Oh.
Come on, get on your feet. Put your hands together.
Choose it to keep on blessing.
blessings by Beverly Crawford.
You keep on.
And he keeps doing it over and over and over. I tell you, I wouldn't know what I would do without my father. How about you?
Here's the part that makes you shout. He keep on blessing, but it's keywords after that. In spite of.
Oh,
wow.
Don't start. Don't even put them three words together.
In spite of. So you could put a whole bunch of stuff behind it. In spite of. In spite of myself. In spite of my imperfection. In spite of my disobedience. In spite of. We ain't got that much time. I'm going to stop right now.
See, you trying to make me play James Finn. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to make me play that song because you know it's my song, and I didn't have it on my agenda. But see, you just had to bring it up.
As the old preacher said, give your neighbor a high five and say, in spite of them.
Where would I be without your grace? Where would I be without your mercy? Lord, I can't see how you still love me, how you love me in spite of me, how you love me in spite of me. Where would I be without forgiveness? Where would I be without your spirit? Lord, I can't see how you still love me, how you love me in spite of me, how you love me in spite of me. Yeah.
In spite of me, Lord.
Show me that you love
me. Show me that you love me.
Oh, yeah.
In spite of me, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Show me you care in spite of me, Lord.
Oh,
Thank you. Whew. Lord, in spite of myself, in spite of me, you keep making a way for me, Lord. You keep breaking it down for me. I tell you, I'm so grateful to have Jesus in my life. I'm so glad he came and got me. I don't know where I would be if he had not. What about you? What about you?
Yes.
Sister Candy? Brother D, this has been a fine Sunday.
Wonderful
evening. And I have a nice prayer.
A nice prayer.
Minister D said he was going to do a mean prayer, but he'll go ahead and do a nice prayer since I asked him to do a nice
and
prayer.
We're glad you did a nice prayer. Yes, we are.
We don't know what we're going to do with him. I just don't know. Well, we're supposed to be going to Baltimore this week, but it looked kind of scarce. I don't think we're going to make that one. But
in spite of,
I got other things to do. That's what, in spite of. Praise the Lord. We'd like to thank our listeners for coming on and tuning in to Glorious Gospel Vibes this evening. We hope to see you back here next Sunday right here on Independent Gospel Recording, Glorious Gospel Vibes all over the land. Oh, we're gonna reach 100,000 this year, y'all. 100,000 listeners. We headed that way.
I receive it. Yes. In the name of Jesus.
Y'all go ahead and pray that on. Pray on that. And spy.
In the name of Jesus.
Y'all have a blessed one. We love you, and we will see you next week. Holla.
God keep you. God keep you.